Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
And at 7.39, it's good morning to Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning, Audrey. Former Galway midfielder Kevin Walsh has joined the Cork football management team. His appointment was ratified at a Cork County Board meeting last night. Walsh, who previously managed Galway and Sligo, will work as coach alongside manager John Cleary. Confirmation also last night that Sean O'Gahalpin will be part of the Cork minor hurling management team. And the new York hurling team will play in the pre-season FBD Connacht League. All matches will be held at the Connacht Airdome at Bacon in County Mayo. Leinster out-half Ross Byrne has been called into the Ireland squad ahead of Saturday's game against Australia amid fears over the fitness of Johnny Sexton. Sexton is struggling with the dead leg he suffered against South Africa, while Joey Carberry has been ruled out of the game with a head injury. The Northern Ireland women's soccer team recorded a 1-0 win over Italy in last night's friendly international at Seaview in Belfast. Sarah McFadden scored the winning goal in the 63rd minute, and it rounds off a successful year for Kenny Shields' side, who competed in the European Championships during the summer. The Republic of Ireland women have been taking part in a training camp in Marbella as they plan for next year's World Cup. Manager Vera Powell was bedbound for most of the camp as she was struck down with illness, but she says she's almost fully back to herself now. California-born striker Kira Caruso was hoping to feature in Powell's World Cup plans. She scored on her birthday against Morocco, having returned to fitness after a leg injury.
It's difficult mentally, physically, emotionally, and of course, like, you see from the outside kind of like this, you know what it's like to be in camp, you know the team that goes into camp, and like you still feel like you're there and you're a part of it just from the outside, but you're biting at the bit to be able to step in and to take an opportunity to really solidify yourself in the group and, you know, get back and be healthy. So again, for my birthday, there's nothing more I could ask for to A, be healthy and, you know, buzzing and doing well, and B, putting the ball in the back of the net.
It's going to be an exciting run up to the World Cup now, but plenty of opportunities now, chances to impress, chances to fight for places.
Oh, 100%. Both of those things, fighting for places and to impress our staff too. And like I said before, just really show a variety in our attack as a team. I think that what makes our team specifically with Ireland so special is that we have incredible talent that can be showcased in so many different ways. It's not just, we have individuals obviously who are special, but as a team, our mentality and our work ethic together after coming into camp is unmatched, and I just am so stoked that I can be a part of that variety that we can bring and surprise teams and, you know, challenge teams to have to figure out what kind of Ireland they're going to have, you know, have to play against that day. And it's cool to see that we can be successful in so many different ways.
That's Kira Caruso. The FAI Player of the Year Awards were presented last night, with the Senior Player of the Year Awards going to Josh Cullen and Katie McCabe. Watford's Gary Hurley carded a 1-under-par 70 in yesterday's fifth round of qualifying school in Spain. He goes into the final round today tied for 16th, with the top 25 and ties securing tour cards for next season. Hurley is two shots inside the top 25, while Kinsale's John Murphy sits four strokes outside the top 25. Trainer Gordon Elliott combined with Michael O'Leary's Jigginstown stood for a treble at Fairy House yesterday. Jack Kennedy rode the first two winners before Harry Swan, son of Charlie Swan, steered Search for Glory to victory in the bumper. And finally in snooker, four-time world champion Mark Selby was knocked out of the UK Championship in York. He suffered a surprise 6-4 defeat to Iran's Hossein Vafi.
Pádraig, thank you. More from Pádraig a little later on. It's 17 minutes to 8.